Tausch begins now. Riley, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
I guess we'll see. I mean, I have the questions and I have the bump music, but other than that,
okay,
we'll see. I think so.
You're on the bump. Here we go.
Just like Aaron Savale.
Savale. Whoa. I was treating Riley to some of my singing earlier. He really enjoyed it in the break. I can tell Tausch does as well. Time now for our green and gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the green and gold game preview.
Riley, this would be the part where you take over.
You got to talk, Riley.
Yeah. You know, I realized that about 7 seconds into the music. So, the first question for our green and gold game preview. What is the big storyline heading into this game?
I love this kid. I tell you what, man.
Jeff Hafley. The storyline for me is Jeff Hafley in this defense. That's been, I think, obviously Jordan Love and the wide receivers took up a lot of oxygen. Hafley in the beginning when he got hired, I thought did. But now is the time. Now is where we're going to – this is your first look from a fan standpoint of what this is going to look like. If you're not up there watching training camp in its limited form, this is going to be it. I don't know how much he's going to show, but what we will hopefully see is that attitude and that, I guess, philosophy that we're hearing our players love talking about. Let's see it. This is our first glimpse into what we hope is a championship defense that will create turnovers and wreak havoc. Tomorrow night's when we're going to start seeing it, or tomorrow afternoon.
Zach Tom's not going to play. Jordan Morgan's not going to play. So the big storyline is who will earn the swing tackle job with their performance tomorrow afternoon.
You are such – it's so funny to me how you get so hot and bothered – when I push back, and you just can't let things go.
No, I was going for a joke, because that's not my real answer. I like to deflect with humor.
Were you being facetious? Were you having some facetious?
I hear Mishmel Schmalman is very facetious. So, Tausch took the real answer, and the good answer, and the right answer. But I do have another one, and that is his sleeper. And that is Sean Clifford. I've given you this stat before. I think this is an important stat. So you appreciate, of all the things that Jordan Love did last year, one of the things he did was he was available. What are you doing with your hands? What was that?
Put my hands together. Does that bother you?
Put your hands together for Sean Clifford. 68 different quarterbacks. You keep doing that, I'm going to start folding laundry to distract you. 68 That's different fair. Quarterbacks.
All right, I'll stop.
68 different quarterbacks started a game 2 years ago in the NFL.
Wow.
That's more than two per team. Last year, there was a slight drop, 66. 66 different quarterbacks started games. Plus one guy started games for two different teams.
You know why that is? Not enough good swing tackles around the league.
Might have been a factor, getting guys hurt. The bottom line is Jordan Love was available for all 19 games. Didn't play all that well early in the season at times, but he was on a hot streak at the end, and he was great, really, really good for one game and three quarters in the playoffs. He was available, though, and not every starting quarterback is able to do that. So I want to see what Sean Clifford and, by extension, Michael Pratt have got, because no one would wish this on Jordan. I like Jordan, in case you haven't heard. I hope he doesn't get hurt at any point. Don't love him playing in this game. I've already said that. But odds are quarterbacks in the NFL still get hurt, despite all the rules to protect them. So we need to see who can do something if that unlikely event occurs and somebody has to play other than him.
Is the backup quarterback on this team?
He is. I believe that LaFleur and Goody really, really, really think highly of Sean Clifford.
Okay.
The fact that they drafted him in the fifth round because they did not want to lose him, I think they really like, as Matt LaFleur likes to say, he's made of the right stuff. You know, the guy started, whatever, 50-some games at Penn State. He was the Brad Davison of Penn State football.
Yeah, did that super annoying baseball thing when they beat Wisconsin. Hit home runs.
I don't recall that. I'll have to ask him about that during our next conversation because I missed that. But the bottom line is they must think that
might
there's
be a
something.
Different Penn State guy, too. So
I think you're thinking of Trace McSorley.
Yeah,
2016
maybe.
Big Ten Championship game.
I don't like any of them. I think it's McSorley. I think Riley. I think Youngster's right. Still annoying, though. Hate
his skill
that.
With yes. the quill.
I hated that guy.
All right. Well, anyway, Sean Clifford in the backup quarterback situation, my storyline, or my biggest storyline heading into the game. Riley, question number two. This is the part where you talk.
Who is the most important player you'll be watching this weekend?
Luke Tenuta.
You know, I don't want to go down that road. I think that has been a question. We've obviously discussed it ad nauseum, but I'm curious to see who they put out there at right tackle. Zach Tom's not playing. Is it going to be Tenuta? Is he starting, or are they going to go Dillard?
No, it might be Telfort. Might be Andre Dillard. I don't know. I honestly,
yeah, so,
I don't know.
I mean, that to me is your – that's my the most intriguing because, as Jason said, I mean, you decided to put your 220-some-odd million-dollar quarterback out to play in a meaningless game in the preseason, and you're going to be putting out two guys that aren't your preferred starters as we sit here right now on the right side of the offensive line.
Indeed.
That's the storyline. That's what I'm going to be watching. And, you know, you're hoping Jordan Love – is able to do what they're asking, move the football, and have some success, and get out of there healthy. But those are your guys. That's what I'm intrigued to look at.
As much as I would like to bring back the swing tackle conversation, I'm not going to do that. The guys that I want to see, because I don't know if they'll play Josh Jacobs at all, if he'll get one handoff. I don't know what it's going to be. But I want to watch all the running backs. I want to see... does A.J. Dillon in a tackling situation, which he has not been in yet, right? It's thud, tagging off. Does he look as explosive through the line of scrimmage as he has to me during practice? Like, he does look quicker to me. Maybe that's my mind playing tricks on me. Maybe it's just me thinking, well, he's in better shape. But I want to see it in a game. I want to see the little rocket in the backfield. I want to see what Marshawn Lloyd does in a game. And don't forget about Emmanuel Wilson. Another one of those players that I have to be careful when I say his name, like Rasheed Walker versus Rasheed Wallace and Xavier McKinney versus Xavier McDaniel. I always think of Emmanuel Lewis, who, of course, was Webster back in the day.
Yeah, I think of Emmanuel Acho. So that's
oh, come,
that,
oh, come, Emmanuel. I think he has been under the radar, but he's had some pretty good moments in this camp as well. So they kept him last year as an undrafted free agent. So don't sleep on him. But those would be the three running backs that I would expect to see extensive action. I want to see what they've got. Those will be the guys I'll be watching. Riley, what's question three?
All righty, last but certainly not least, besides avoiding injury.
That is important.
The Packers will say Saturday's preseason game is a success if blank.
Yeah, I think it's if they get more clarity at the kicking position. I think that is... I wouldn't be surprised if in this game they find ways, and they're not going to not try to score touchdowns. Don't get me wrong. But I think they'll be happy if they get three or four looks at 45-yard field goals plus to see where they're at with this situation. Because I do think this, all of the other stuff, O-line, Halfley's defense, running back, safety, all that stuff is important to see, and we want to start seeing the growth and blah, blah, blah. The biggest hole and the biggest question mark is right there. And you always want to address the biggest hole. Like if you have a flat tire and your air conditioning fluid's out, you're going to go get the flat tire fixed first.
Mm.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's the flat tire. That's what I think you really want to focus on, seeing what happens. And I think if they could get some clarity that they feel better about, that would be at the top of the list for the green and...
All right, so I'm not a prognosticator, but you are, and an analyst. What do you predict will happen there?
Yeah, I think Anders Carlson's going to grab hold and take this thing. I know you are, you've kind of swayed me a little bit in the fact that, you know, he struggled last year, and I always believe that general managers want their draft picks to pan out. Kicking is a zero-sum game, as we've described
I've heard
100
that, yeah.
times. Anders is younger. He's got a big leg. And I think Bisaccia is hoping that he falls in the Carlson family tree of struggling a little bit in rookie year, learning, growing, and grabbing hold and becoming an all-pro or a Pro Bowl kicker. That's what they're hoping for with the young fella. And, I, you know, if he can get that confidence back, I think that's what they're hoping for, and that's what I'm hoping for as well.
I think you're right. I think you're right on all counts. But, again, if he falters, his draft status and his connectivity to Rich Bisaccia are not going to save him. If he has bad preseason games, he will be donezo. And maybe the opening day kicker is not on the roster, much like the swing tackle. Look, for me, first of all, injury is number one. There's no denying that.
That was already prefaced.
Yes, I know. I know it was. And I was.
So, Riley, does that bother you that you preface that and Jason still goes to that well as someone that grinded on this show sheet as long as you did?
Still
going
to answer the question if I was allowed to.
This does not bother me because Jesse sent me these questions, so
they're not even his.
Exactly, they're not even mine.
It's not even your baby, then.
No, okay. this is Jesse Nelson's baby, so I don't feel bad. Right. I have to ask Jesse.
So I would say the biggest thing that they need to have happen, that it was a success, is not – I agree that the kicking game is what I'm really interested in, but I don't think they're going to have clarity and be able to say it was a success in this game if, you know, each of those guys kick two field goals and make them, right? Like, that's sure. – it's definitely a storyline I'm interested in. I think the biggest harbinger of success will be even if they're running – vanilla stuff defensively, going back to your first answer, if they're dominating defensively. Because then you can also walk out of there and say, well, our offense has struggled so far, but if the offense gets something together and even gets a field goal drive to start the game and that's enough work for them, and the defense shuts down Cleveland's offense, then you're saying, hey, it's not just our offense that the defense is having success against. So I would think that that would be clearly a success if that's what happens. Also successful, our great partnership with AmFam and the outstanding experience of Dream Drive.
Yeah, Packer fans, Dream Drive, well, it is back. Come on down to Lambeau Field. Kick off another year of big smiles in less than a mile. Starting July 22nd, which was a while ago, and going through camp, little Packer fans can ride between Lambeau and training camp with their own bike or on one from the American Family Insurance fleet, right alongside your favorite Packer players and coaches. American Family Insurance continues to support this heartwarming event, mobilizing the community to realize their dreams as they ride safe and protected. Join American Family Insurance for another historic year as we keep the tradition moving. Grab your wheels and let's ride Green Bay. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
All right, I don't want to be like Kramer and let the cat out of the bag, but we're not doing the same headlines this season. What are we doing with headlines today? The Clinkster has some lyrics not set to music. I have a headline that is the old school written spoken word.
I'll go old headline. School too. Without any academy, I'll come up with something.
All right, so headlines, the old school edition is next. It's Will D. Tausch. Golden. Kicking it old school. Golden as I open my eyes. With our headlines today. Old school, great movie. Good movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Okay. It's a great movie.
Back to School, filmed on the UW campus. Great movie. Good movie. Meh movie.
Good movie. Good movie.
Okay. All right, well, we're kicking it old school with our headlines. Tausch, this is outside your comfort zone now. You were once
I don't love this.
The GOAT of headlines. Then you kind of decided to take it to another level. Eminem, you and Eminem collaborated on that Detroit one, and it kind of caught your musical fancy, and then it became a phenomenon. Yep. It just did. It exploded. It was like Taylor Swift. Are you ready to go back in time to the old school version? Would you like some time to kind of have build up? Would you like to go first?
Yeah, I'll go last, but it's preseason. It's okay. A preseason deal. So.
All right. And Riley, you have never done this before. Do you have a headline or have you just punted?
No, I do have a headline, but yes, this is my first attempt, so we'll see how it goes.
So basically, we're selling this segment to you, our avid listener, as this is probably going to suck, but we'd appreciate it if you'd listen still. Is that what we're doing? All right, time now for headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
So it would appear by process of elimination that I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Cleveland rocks.
Wow.
But will the Packers defense? We halfly find out eventually. But while we can be cavalier about it in the preseason, a brown out would be great to see. As long as Love's offensive linemen and swing tackles are effective guardians of the $220 million man.
That's good. That's good.
Thanks for having me.
That's good. That's really well done.
Riley.
Alrighty.
You're on the bump.
Browns bungle bewildered pack in a back and forth battle. Sean Clifford, the big red dog, brutalized by the dog pounds defense as lack of backup swing tackle bites them in the butt. Cleveland best Green Bay 27-21.
Did I hear a hint of your Christopher Walken somewhere in there?
Hey, I'm Christopher Walken. No, that was not the goal.
Riley, what are you doing?
Hey, two mice fell into a bucket of cream. One mouse.
It's actually pretty good. There aren't many that are good, but that one's not bad. All right, Tausch, you're up.
Yeah, this sucks. Compared to you guys, this whole thing. I need the Academy. I was almost everything
the guys
you said.
Behind the guy.
Almost everything that you said I was going through. I had a half-assed effort. I had rock and roll. I'm getting rid of all of it.
What?
I'm not going to go down that. Yeah, I can't. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not going to just mimic what you said.
But we did it independently. Come on.
Yeah, I understand, but nobody cares. I'm about results. You know that. Cleveland rocks. The pack. Cleveland rocks the pack. Pack are going to come out of this not feeling as good as we all hope, which I think is a good thing. I think the Packers' offense is going to struggle. I think the Cleveland's defense is going to dominate the game. And I think it's going to be a low-scoring tilt that Cleveland wins, and we're going to sit here on Monday discussing what we're concerned about with this Packers team. So Cleveland rocks the pack.
I feel fantastic.
Great drop. That was really good analysis. The segment was headlines, but
I gave you a headline. Cleveland rocks the pack.
Yeah, it's true. Kissing cousins. Short, yep. Sweet, and to the point. Yeah. So, you really think that'll be the conversation on Monday?
I think the offense, because I don't think Jordan Love's going to play much. If Sean Clifford and this offense, Cleveland's defense was the best in the league last year, people. So, does that mean that I think they're a big test. You're on the road. I am concerned. I think that even though it's a preseason game, I can have the crowd noise and all those other variables. I think Cleveland's defense is going to kind of eat Green Bay's lunch a little bit. And if that happens, not that I'm hoping that happens, but I have that a little bit of the coach's mentality of I wouldn't mind a little kick in the keister before you head out for your joint practices out in Denver. I wouldn't mind a little keister kick.
It's pretty good. No, I like.
Plus, Cleveland Rocks is, you know, that one show. That's the song. So that's the other reason I kind of had to go there.
Which show was that?
I don't remember, but Cleveland Rocks, Drew Carey.
Drew Carey. There you have it. All right. That is headlines. Wow, have we set the bar high?
Do we get to hear what the Clinkster had prepared?
He has decided to, as Christopher Walken would say,
he tabling it.
He's tabling saving it for a little bit later.
Because
It doesn't have enough cowbell.
I got a
so
fever.
Instead. Wait a minute, were you going to go Christopher Walken again? Because I want to hear it if you've got it.
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
That's not bad.
And believe me, I've heard bad from you. So instead, maybe you're thinking about making a road trip to Cleveland for the game. It's a little late now to get money from Fortrea to do so, but you always have that as an opportunity to make some extra cash.
Indeed, and they have a ton of studies. I always want to make sure I preface this because I talk a lot about body mass index between 18 and 32 or 18 and 34. Studies all over the place for every size, every type. Head over if you're looking for a little extra cash, and Fortrea's got you covered. Healthy men, age 18 to 55, BMI 18 to 32, one stay of 6 nights, $3,290 for your time and participation. Another one, healthy adults, ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. A little variance here. One stay of 14 nights, 11 follow-ups. Grab yourself $13,000. And, of course, that extra $6, $13,006. Refer a friend, another $400 for a qualified referral. Again, FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
Will Riley is next. You'll want to stay tuned. It's Will D. and Tausch. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. And y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night. Riley Yauch. His skill with the quill is undeniable. Just asked me if I was ready. I should have said, are you ready? That's a real question, because it's time now. Time now for Will Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Alrighty, so, some big news for you guys. I think this will be pretty fun.
Boy.
Tausch, I know Jason looked at the show sheet. Tausch, did you look at the show sheet today?
I looked at some of it, yeah.
Did you happen to look at the Whoa Riley part of the show
sheet? I did not.
Didn't quite get that far. Yeah.
That's okay. Well, you guys have been talking for a long time about wanting your own caricatures, your own cartoons, your own logo.
Jason has, yes.
In fairness, Jason. It has been me, yeah, sure, okay.
Okay, we'll say it's been Jason for the most part. Well, I've been listening to this for a while, so I decided to take matters into my own hands since it appeared you guys would never get your said desired cartoons. So I went to a website and hired someone to do it because I really don't have that skill. I paid $10 for them to draw caricatures of each of you. Plus tip, of course.
Oh, boy.
Would you like to see what they came up with?
I'm not 100% sure I do. But yes, you put all that time and effort in. Let's take a look.
All righty. I'll be honest.
And that $10.
Just so you understand, Riley, I fall privy to this, too. I love this new digital screen that we're doing. You understand that we have a lot of people that listen on the radio and how that goes with pictures.
Oh,
just
I know.
So we're all on the same page.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I figured we'd describe it in gratuitous detail to those listening on the radio.
All right.
All righty. So without further ado, for all those on the video stream, here is what they came up with for the caricature.
Ha,
Gonna get some thoughts.
The receding hairline for me is pretty bad, and that's fair. Tausch, you look a little villainous.
Yeah, I got like a little grumpy nose. But
they did.
All in all,
yeah, pretty good.
I'll take it.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay. Glad it appears to have been money well spent. Yeah, Tausch, they gave you like some fangs.
Yeah.
If you look closely at your teeth.
Yeah. That's not, pretty strange.
Not sure what the deal is with that. Yeah, your eyes are all very thin as well. Yeah, you got
I do have a villainous look
to
me.
Yeah, sneer.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I thought they'd have the hat you have on now, a gray hat. Gave Jason his green Oregon hoodie.
Yep.
I don't know if you ever wear a red quarter zip, Tausch, but...
Sometimes I do. You know what? I like it. I think we can improve upon it a little bit, but for the most part, if that's what it is, I'm not going to complain too much.
Riley, we thank you for your... Well, I wouldn't say your service. I thought you were going to say you drew them yourself,
no.
Which I would have really been. How many talents does this guy have? Ventriloquism, imitations, letter writing. That's not nearly as bad as I feared.
Okay.
I think it's actually pretty good.
That's good.
I feel the same way.
The fangs are a little bit off-putting.
A little disconcerting. Yeah, make sure to check out ESPN Madison on YouTube if you want to see the caricatures. I will now be taking them off the screen.
We can tweet those
out.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll tweet them out from the Will the and Tausch Twitter account.
Do you have power to do that?
I don't know. I'll have to confirm with Jesse. I do have access to the account on these computers, but we'll discuss before any posts are made.
Whoa, Nelly!
Still your segment. What else you got?
Alrighty. So the talent that I hinted at the beginning was not caricature drawing, although that would be a good skill to have. So last weekend, I was actually a wedding DJ for one of my friends. I do this on the side. I've done a few weddings now. You make a decent buck if you charge less than what a typical DJ costs, which is well into the thousands of dollars. And at one point, there was sort of a lull on the dance floor, kind of your nightmare as a DJ. You want to keep people dancing the entire night.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, I had a man come up to me. He was a former DJ himself, one of the uncles of the groom, who's my friend, and asked if I had the Macarena on my playlist, which I did. And he was like, play the Macarena. That'll get everyone back. So I was like, okay. Played the Macarena, and everyone came back. And for the rest of the night, I had a good crew on the dance floor. I was happy with my performance. So for you guys...
Wait, you're a DJ? Did we know this before today?
No, I don't think so. Just a side gig.
I didn't know.
It's a side hustle. I need to talk to Mike, the wedding DJ, get some tips.
Yeah. Well, he probably doesn't want to teach you too much.
Yeah.
Or he'll steal his business.
Yeah, I don't know. Undercut him a little bit.
You make me feel like dancing with Riley Yauch.
Boom. Exactly. So for you guys, I know you're older than myself. I don't want to call you old. You're older than me. And most of the crew dancing was about my age. But what song, when you hear it, gets you on the dance floor immediately? If you hear it, you're going to go dance.
I love Shout. I love when it's
the Isley Brothers.
A little bit softer now. A little bit softer now.
Wedding Crashers.
I love that song. I feel like the Electric Slide is probably one of the more polarizing songs when it comes to dancing. People either love it or they hate it. I think everything else... Then the big thing for you is figuring out when you slow it down. Because if you're not getting a great vibe, everybody wants to have a couple of slow songs, but it's got to be upbeat and moving. And when you do that, then people go to the bar and they go to the bathroom and they go, oh, where's the snacks? And that, how you regroup from that, that to me is the key to a wedding DJ. And if you don't have those chops, you're going to always be some second-rate DJ. That is what I would say you, as an aspiring wedding DJ, have to figure out what that ratio is.
Exactly.
But Shout is mine to answer your question.
Okay.
DJ Jazzy Riley. Yeah, I'm so fascinated by this. We would run out of time. I have so many questions. Like, do you have your own...
What's your biggest one?
How did this start would obviously be my biggest one, followed by how much do you have in terms of your own, like, equipment, or are you, like, bringing stuff out of the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios at night, unbeknownst to Jesse?
Not exactly, but how it started, so friend was getting married, and he asked if I wanted to MC/DJ his wedding, and I was like, okay, sure.
He was on a budget.
Exactly. He was on a budget. I can't remember. I did not get paid much for that gig, but it was fun. And I literally just brought my laptop, connected it to the venue sound system, which that was terrible, by the way. They had just one little, like, old box that I hooked up to, and if it overheated, first it would automatically turn its own volume down, and then after it did that, it just shut off if it got too hot. Mm. So we had to put a fan blasting on this stereo system the entire night.
Yeah, good thinking.
So it was, yeah, good problem solving, but that's how it started. And since I've essentially used my house's speakers, we have speakers where I currently reside. I'm about to move out, so that's going to make it a little more difficult to use those. Other than that, we also
have
some
in?
Disco
you
lights.
And Mrs. Quill moving in together?
No. She's got 2 years of grad school left. I am living with
what
six
does that
of
have
the
to
fellas.
Do with your housing situation?
And she's doing it in Iowa. I live here.
Neither one of them are exactly raking in the dough at the moment. I think it's what that has to do with.
Yeah.
It's like this DJ bit. You also need to start umping.
No,
umpiring.
I'm actually considering that. Umpiring and refereeing.
No,
Jesse will coach you up on it.
Yeah, go do it. You'd be good at it. You got some assertiveness to you.
Yeah.
You're a real interesting. I'll tell you what. You're a real interesting fella. You're very interesting.
I appreciate that. I try to keep
that's
it
what
interesting.
It means to be an interesting fella.
But you're not like Jesse is kind of just thrown in the towel. Like he's an old guy already, and he's not even an old guy. You keep exploring and do it. What other things? Like, what's another side hustle that you're interested in? Because it seems like you're a side hustler.
Yeah,
Facebook Marketplace hanger sales are taken.
Thankfully, yeah, that market's cornered. I'm will not be exploring that. However, since I'm working part time right now, I need other gigs. Substitute teaching. I'm looking into that. My dad's a teacher, so and they need good teachers. So, looking into that too. What are your thoughts on the Sun Prairie School District? You think I'd be good there?
I wonder if you shouldn't get into the food cart game. Like, what's your culinary?
I'm a baker. I like baking. I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah,
I gotta make cookies.
Okay, so get some baked goods. Go up to Langdon.
Riley's
see if you
can't
get a permit. With August, everybody moving in. August 15th, move in day. You have a rockin' party scene the first 2 weeks before school starts. Start baking and trying to. I don't know if you have to get a. You have to check
yeah,
with the city of
Madison.
Yeah,
probably get some permit or something like that. Yeah.
Get a permit and start selling baked goods up around Langdon Street during this little hiatus.
Not a bad gig.
I don't know how cost effective that is in terms of the time.
And then,
required.
How about this? Talk to Ashton. He's got his food truck, Rots Tots. Let's do that.
Okay. Rots Hots.
Bring it up. I thought it was Tots. Rots Hots Tots.
What does he sell? Tots.
All right, Rots Hots. Everybody's looking to expand. He's in the Milwaukee market. Get up here during this boom time, which is Aug 15 to Labor Day,
truck?
And start selling what Ashton does. There's another opportunity.
Yeah, I was at the night market last night. Lots of food trucks out. There's a market for it.
There you go.
All right, we peel back the onion a little bit more each and every time Riley joins us. It is always a treat, but apparently not as big of a treat as when he bakes cupcakes and cookies, because he has a sweet tooth.
Cookies! Cookies!
Snickerdoodles, my favorite.
Oh!
Hey, Ashton!
They're mean
Ashton.
Snickerdoodles.
Hey, Ashton!
Hey,
did
Ashton,
they put
how's your food truck?
Did Jesse hand you the trivia, or we wait until Tuesday to do that?
Ah, shoot. Yeah, I have... Yeah, that's my bad. I completely forgot about drawing for trivia.
We can do that Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, I can do it in the next segment. We're good.
We do have Feel Good Friday painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. We'll see if Riley can make somebody feel good about winning our trivia if he's able to get that drawing done in time. Want to remind you, though, that you always feel good about the bargains you find and the experience you have when you shop at Fleet Farm. And right now, Fleet Farm is giving you the best prices guaranteed any day, every day. Shop savings all across the store on your everyday essentials. And if you somehow find a lower price, they will match it. Shop the best prices guaranteed today, in-store or online at FleetFarm.com. And Fleet Farm's got comfortable and durable denim jeans for everyone in the family as well. And right now, you can get a free $25 gift card when you spend $100 or more on select jeans. Pick out your favorites and stay comfortable year-round with the best denim jeans from Fleet Farm. Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, is next. It's Will Dean Tausch.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Before we get to Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, time now for Riley to pick this week's trivia winner.
Alrighty, your winner of trivia for this week is... Oh, ho, ho, ho. Levi and Plover!
Yeah, Levi! Yeah!
Jesse will hand deliver that the next time he comes to hang out with you. Levi, congratulations. Well done. All right, Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. We've only got time for Tausch's because we've had so much fun today. So, Tausch, what do you got?
Yeah, so the Olympics are obviously finishing up this weekend, and I just thought over last weekend, watching a couple of guys that have been at the top of their sport for a long time, Scottie Scheffler and Djokovic. And I just loved to see the emotion that both of those guys had. They've won majors after majors. And to find a way to win an Olympic gold medal and hear that national anthem for them, for their country, and the emotion that that brought, it made me feel really good about sport and everything involved. I loved it. And that was my Feel Good Friday for today.
Yeah, the Olympics drawing to a close. We haven't talked a lot about it on the show, but it has been fun to watch, and I always enjoy watching all the various sports that I don't ever watch otherwise every 4 years. All right, that's it for us today. Riley, you were a Feel Good Friday today. You again.
Yeah, nice job,
young
Riley.
Player.
Thanks, guys.
Working his way
I
up.
I thought his music selection sucked, but everything else, I thought he was pretty good.
Wow. Well,
hired DJ Jazzy Riley off of Mark Tauscher's ringing endorsement for your next party or wedding.
I'm cheap.
Right.
There's a reason for it.
So are those drawings, but they worked out okay. All right, that's it for us today. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday with Riley again as our cousin sub. Have a great weekend. Take care. Be good.